This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one. My question today is about people who talk at length but say little of value.
Ooh.
What is the etiquette when dealing with people who won't stop talking about themselves so much that you can't get two words in? How do you end the conversation without being rude? Is it out of place to let them know that their communication style should be streamlined?
It happens to all of us, where our monologue is just kind of flowing out of us, and we have forgotten ourselves in a conversation. We've forgotten to let other people share a story that's similar from their perspective, or to ask a question, to make this feel like it's a two people participating thing.
So ironically, one of the rules of good conversation is to avoid me-too-ism. To avoid responding, me too, me too, me too. And it really is a natural instinct to relate things that we hear about to ourselves and our own experience. And it is a challenge, and it is a sign of, some would say, sophisticated conversation skills to be able to keep a topic of conversation about the topic of conversation and not about oneself. So that is some basic etiquette territory that it's good to lay out. So how do you address that? What do you then do? Well, you don't respond to rudeness with another rudeness.
So you don't call them out on it.
So what do you do? So how do you elevate your game and hopefully draw the whole situation up into that place where you want it to be? You can excuse yourself from a conversation.
Yep.
If you do want to challenge yourself, I had a couple of ideas.
Okay.
Thoughts that started to pop here.
I had thoughts too. I'm not sure they're helpful.
One was you might try to drive the conversation into territory that interests you. Keep bringing up things that are topics that aren't necessarily about any person that's involved. And just
like try to change the subject, basically.
Keep doing it. And maybe it's sports, maybe it's a hobby or an interest in the arts, but just keep introducing topics of conversation that hopefully allow people to think about something other than themselves, to talk about a shared interest or discover a little something about something they don't know already.
My cousin is giving such good advice, and I am sitting here laughing silently on the other side of the mic because I have tried some of this. Was ignored completely, had no chance, and multiple times in the conversation I tried to break us away.
You might encounter that.
You might. Like, I had to give up.
Another thought. I was also thinking about sort of redirecting the nature of a conversation about the person themselves.
Okay.
And you said ask a question.
Yeah.
So I was thinking to myself, could you ask a question that took the story out of story territory and into introspection territory or into analysis territory? So a question like, and how did that make you feel?
But wait a second, aren't you then just inviting them to talk even more about themselves?
Maybe a little bit. It definitely is not easy. This is one of those challenges. And the art of good conversation is an art. There are no hard and fast rules. Conversation is an improvisation. It happens in the moment. And I think this is one of those places where you approach it as a challenge rather than as a problem.
What if you asked for their maybe professional opinion on something, like invited them in to comment on something about you and your world or your experience, so that you're kind of standing up for yourself and making it about you a little bit, but you're also doing what I think the other person needs a little bit, which is to be able to be invited to talk, to then get the subject matter to be something that you actually might be more interested in, or at least break up the monotony of the subject matter being only about them.
Sometimes when we're teaching conversation skills, we talk about cultivating a curiosity about the world that you live in, about being interested in the world. It makes you more interesting. So having some topics that you like to talk about so that you can draw someone into that territory.
I like that a lot.
And that you bring your genuine curiosity about those things as well. I think that's another way to model that behavior that hopefully is going to start to create, build some common ground that you're going to enjoy a little more than what's going on currently. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette at emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.